Welcome to Soul Matrix Show, unleashing the power of your infinite soul with Sherry Collins. Sherry can help you remember who you once were. Tune in to see the bigger picture, release your past traumas, and step forward into your true self and living a life that you love. This show will help you with all of this by being of service to you, sharing messages of hope, faith, and understanding. We all have inner wisdom within us, and Sherry can help you find it. You can be the creative change that you want in your life, and Sherry wants to show you how to do that. Let's navigate on your soul's journey. Soul Matrix Show starts now.
Hello, everyone. Welcome, welcome. I'm Sherry Collins, and you are on the Soul Matrix Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I am so grateful that you guys are here this week. We are going to talk about spiritual development. It's really important as we walk through this navigational journey of being on earth, being a human being, being able to open up our abilities, being able to tap into our intuition and kind of set the stage for ourselves of what we want moving forward. Now, it's not hard to do these things, but we think it's hard, right? We're not told or shown anything as we navigate through public school or daycare or into high school. No one ever teaches us about our intuition, let alone learning how to run the finances of your home. So when we step into the spiritual aspect, when we awaken or when you become aware of some of these things, we want to know how we can do it. Now, these processes are not hard. But sometimes we just need someone to show us how to awaken that remembering inside of us that we do have this. And what I've noticed as even myself, as I've traveled through this journey, I've started to realize that I had my intuition all along and I was able to connect to my guides and, you know, that other source of energy long before I even awakened to what any of this was. Just the revelations of things that had happened in my life. And for example, is like, when I first moved to the area that I live in now, I needed rent money and I needed $500, like exactly, for my last month's rent. I had first month's no problem, but I had just started a brand new job and I didn't have the rest. So I went to a New Year's Eve party and I won the draw, and the draw was for $500. But had I known back then that, oh, it was my intuition, all these things line up just for me to have that money, I would have said, like, you're off your rocker, right? And I'm sure most of us go through those experiences where whatever, you can classify that as whatever you want and dismiss it. But truly it is us surrender to, I need this so badly, here you go. Nothing is not given to us, right? So in spiritual development, there's so many different aspects. So, you know, we've got mediumship. And mediumship is being able to connect into spirit, being able to connect into past loved ones, you know, your guides, your angels, the archangels, higher, lower, seraphims, being able to connect into the elementals. So you've got your dragons, your unicorns, your fairies, and you might not believe in any of those things, and that's okay. But as we awaken, these things become more and more present in our life that we can see them, we can talk to them, we can, you know, use their energy. And part of mediumship for most people is they want to connect to people who have passed over, right? As we pass over, your soul actually stays here, right? This is heaven. And then we reincarnate back down into another physical body. So most people want to be able to connect into those energies, to be able to, hey, are you okay? Okay, yes. Can you guide me? Yes. Here's this. Here's this. So this is all part of your spiritual abilities. Everyone is born with them. Every single person is born with spiritual abilities. And most of our spiritual abilities consist of clairvoyance, clairaudience. Those two are both seeing aspects, right? My voyance is I see fully. With my eyes closed, my eyes open, I can see it. Claircognizance is that knowing. The knowing is the seeing. Then you have your hearing, their audience, being able to hear spirit talk to you, whether it's through song, music, whether it's through whispers of movies. Those are all your clairaudience. Telepathy is part of your clairaudience, right? And then we go into the gusto, which is your taste, being able to taste a menu of something before you actually experience it. Ever been at the, you know, the mall or the movie theaters and you're like, I want popcorn. I can taste the popcorn. That's part of your gustant, right? The clairsentient is feeling. I can feel other people's things, right? So we have all of these gifts. Sometimes we just don't know how to use them. So there's more than just those aspects. So because there's evidential mediumship, being able to prove to somebody that this is who is standing before you, giving reference to names or why they passed over, if they left something behind. Being able to give reference to something that was important to somebody else's life, whether it be a piece of jewelry, something at a home. I know for myself, I've given people reference to a brick on the side of the house that has a message on it, and they'll literally say yes. It's the exact message from the exact house. So being able to give that evidence is huge, right? Because, you know, people can make stuff up it all the time, right? If you can't take it, then usually it's not 100%. As we travel through this journey, we're going to come into light language. Light language is your soul language. I'll give you a little bit of a taste of what that sounds like. So as we bring forward that is healing. That is your soul language. Your soul already knows what it means. We can interpret that into messages, just like you buy a deck of cards, and in that deck of cards is a book. Okay. This book gives you the message of what this means. But that doesn't mean we need the book, right? That's somebody else's interpretation. The light language, same thing. Everyone has their own dialect. Everyone has their own message that's going to come forward. We have light codes that come in with that as well. We're able to draw the light codes, which add healing to the body systems. In this journey forward, you'll start to understand that maybe you feel like a healer, right? So maybe you want to be able to touch the tangible. Maybe you want to be able to lay your hands on someone and have them better, right? Maybe you want to be a grounder. There's people that we need to be able to ground the energy of this planet, people who work on ley lines. We can step into remote viewing. Being able to see something and experience something from just a picture. Being able to biolocate. We can biolocate anywhere we want to. I can biolocate from here to Sirius, which is where the elementals are. I can biolocate from here to Area 51. Right? It's not hard, right? We get to experience where there's things that aren't being told to us, and then you can go see it for yourself, right? There's many hidden passageways that not a lot of people know exist. So it's about saying, okay, I want to go there. I want to see it for myself. Another aspect that we can step into of this is birth charts. Understanding why you're here, understanding your purpose from your birth chart. Understanding how astrology helps us play out many things in our life, as does numerology. Numerology plays a huge role in why you're here. You can add up your numbers and figure out what your soul purpose number is. And then you can take that soul purpose number and read the information and be able to say, oh, this resonates. And then you can start stepping into them, right? Understanding what each number has in store for you and those combination of numbers and how they play out will show you how they align. Right? There's one gentleman, I've watched many of his things, and he says, go by the number 8. That's a really good number. But if that's not equaling sales, sometimes we have to shift those numbers to one that resonates with you. So there's so many different aspects that we can travel into in this spirituality. For most of us, it's what resonates. And I know for a lot of people, the first thing that they start out with is crystals, right? Whether it's the actual crystal pendulums, maybe you've got, you know, just different crystals that resonate and you've bought them because you don't know why. So being able to understand what stones ground you, what stones are great to carry in your pocket on a daily basis, which stones resonate with you and why, right? Also understanding is when I no longer need this, I can let it go, right? So everything that we do on our spiritual journey, whether it's all at once or a little bit at a time, will set us in motion for what's next. So I'm going to take a quick break, but I want you guys to stay tuned and let's keep going through this. Let's dive into a little bit more of what the spiritual side is when you awaken and as you step forward in your journey. And then you'll start to see where certain things are going to start taking momentum. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. Thank you so much.
Sherry Collins is an intuitive development life coach, psychic medium, and teacher of many modalities to help heal the body, mind, and soul. Her work mixes together a variety of different modalities to create something totally unique and powerful. If you are ready to heal the past traumas and wounds that keep you stuck, Sherry will teach you techniques that will allow you to live your best life. To learn more and book a session, visit sherry-collins.com.
In our world today, we are often weighed down by pain, sorrow, insecurity, and complicated feelings of self. What if you could turn that pain into power? Join me, Christine Vibrant, on Waking Hope, a powerful show about nurturing healing and opportunity to find your purpose and better me empowered lives. Streaming live on the second and fourth Thursdays of every month at 8 a.m. Pacific time on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
On the Spiritual Freedom Show, you will hear the voice of an extraterrestrial master speaking through my teacher, Dr. George King, as it was recorded over 60 years ago. I'm Richard Lawrence, and on this podcast, I bring you the nine freedoms, which I believe to be the greatest wisdom on earth, with practical ways to give global service and attain enlightenment.
Navigating a life of chronic pain and pain cycles can break you down and change your world. Searching for answers adds to the confusion unless you take charge and create something better. My name is Christine Vibrant, and I help motivated people turn their pain points into their power points. If you feel ready for the intensive transformative journey of my Better Me Empowered Living program, contact me at christine@beingbetterme.com.
Are you living life in full expression? Join me, Beth Wolf, on Life in Full Expression each Monday at noon Pacific time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn how to explore, elevate, expand, and live your best life, discover the seven dimensions of life blueprint of expression. Get ready to fully express, develop your limitless capacity, and experience amazement to become an igniter and inspire. Visit BethWolf.com to discover the dynamic coaching of life in full expression.
Hey, welcome back. I'm Sherry Collins on Transformation Talk Radio. So let's dive into this spirituality or spiritual development just a little bit further. So, you know, we were just finishing talking about crystals, and there is so much you can do with crystals, right? There's crystal balls, there's grounding energy, there's, you know, being able to use crystals to teleport or to go to different places. That's amazing. We can do all of those things. Some of the other things you can do in your spiritual development is dive into magic, right? Ever had a birthday and you're like, I got to blow out this candle and I'm going to make a wish. Magic is just like that. The other thing about magic that's really cool is that your words are your spells. So it actually really teaches you to hone in on how you speak, right? The more you put out the negative, the more you create the negative for yourself. So the more you step into the positive, everything starts to line up. Everything starts to be in alignment. Really learning how to speak is really, really important with magic. But it's also about understanding the different aspects that you can manifest with magic, right? Acorns are magical. Green candles are magical. But in all actuality, sustaining your intention, right, of what you want. That's another big component of spirituality is your intuition. Being able to understand your yeses and your noes, how your body feels when you ask it a question. Is this in true alignment or am I making this up? So for a lot of people who step into spirituality, they hear these voices in their head and they think they're either crazy or it's themselves. And they don't really understand the negative to the positive, right? Understanding how the ego plays a huge role in our experience. We can either allow the ego to take over and create this negative structure, or we can literally go, no, thank you. And shift and move those things out. Your intuition actually is the basis starting platform for yourself as you take your spiritual growth. Because when we trust our intuition, that gut feeling, the one that says, yes, I need to do this, or no, that doesn't feel right, that's your foundation of starting all of this work for yourself. There's a lot of other things that we can tap into with our spirituality. You know, we talked about the crystals. There's actually art. You can do art. I have this. I make infused art. Being able to put crystals into wood and be able to put healing energy into the pieces provides a lot of healing energy to other people. I've showed you guys my coasters, right? Being able to put my intention into this and say, when you put your water on this, it's going to infuse into your water, right? Being able to tap into your guides, being able to have that guidance system. We look at the archangels and we look at our guides as these amazing people who will spiritually lead us and give us the things that we want. In all actuality, they're just representations of you. Archangel Michael, you know, will come and slay your dragons and create protection, you know, but understanding that that's a version of yourself that needs that protection. It needs you to be right there. When you no longer need it, they can go, right? It's kind of like that movie, Nanny McPhee. When you no longer mean me, I won't be here. So in these aspects of our spiritual growth, it allows us to elevate. It allows us to understand manifestation. It allows us to understand the law of one, that you come first. And everything resides inside of you. trying to seek answers that are in the world and be able to get the answers that you know 100% are your truth and are your alignment. Part of your spiritual growth is also learning to discern things, right? What's the truth? What's a lie? And what's an illusion? Sometimes we're not privy to those informations until we actually sit with ourselves and go, show me that that's not true. Show me that it is true, right? And being able to tap in and get the answers and trust it. This is not about belief. It's not about, you know, I think. This is about truth. And everybody has their own. Some of the other things that we will experience as we go through our spiritual journey is needing to take classes and courses, understanding past lives, understanding where they come from. Most of all, it's how to heal it all. We don't want to bring this karmic energy back, or we don't want to have to keep reliving our past lives. Now, we want to be able to heal them, collapse them, and move them out as fast as possible. Some of the other things you can experience as you're going through this journey is dreams, astral projection, dream time, right? As you sleep, your soul actually leaves your body and it goes to where it needs to go to either help humanity or to help yourself, right? So as we come back into our body after sleep time is over, we'll either remember snippets of those things or remember nothing, right? So it's understanding all these components that your body is trying to tell you, right? The other aspect is, like we talked about before, is understanding that we can get messages from these things, right? We can get the messages that we need, again, without the book, right? We can get the messages that we need to be able to give ourselves guidance, right? We call these oracle cards, and there's also tarot cards, right? Both of these things have been around for a really long time. The other part of it is using playing cards to get the information that you need for somebody else or yourself. It's truly learning that you have all the answers inside of you. And that remembering process and being able to say, here, I have this tool, I'm going to go do it for myself to bring it forward, is where most people want to start on their spiritual journey. There's so many different aspects of things that we can learn, right? So there's Reiki and quantum, Akashic, there's Purana healing, you name it, the list is endless. At the end of the day, everything leads back to the same thing, you, right? This journey is about you. And, you know, it's nice to be able to look outside of ourselves to find the answers that we need to give us that information to. But eventually, when you go on your spiritual journey, this is about you. You're going to want to learn how to do these things for yourself and then for other people. There's so many people on this planet who either haven't awakened yet or haven't started their journey yet. But as soon as they do, it's like the first thing they need is someone to help them. So as we navigate this journey, that's what we want. We want someone to help us to navigate it. So The other thing about the spiritual journey is tapping into your own body system. How does my body feel today? If I can talk to the cells of my body, will the cells of my body respond? If you talk to it enough, it'll do it exactly as you asked it to do. And that includes heal itself, right? Without the magic, your words create the spell. This is not going to function with your gut. These are going to be very off to each other. And being able to set everything right with inside your own body of how you speak to it is a huge component of your spirituality and your spiritual journey. Because as you navigate, you're going to start to realize that the relationships that you've brought in prior are those ones that are like, okay, that doesn't resonate anymore. That needs to go over there. And it's okay that it goes over there. It truly is okay that it takes a step out. It's okay that it takes a step to the side because we truly don't need it anymore. Part of your spiritual journey is around letting people go. People and things that no longer are serving yourself need to go. And that doesn't mean they go for a long time. They go in order for you to raise your vibration. They go in order for you to raise your frequency of who you are. You're always stepping in to the best version of yourself in every given moment. So if this doesn't vibrate and resonate anymore, it has to go for a little bit. When you're ready to receive them back and they're ready to do their work, they will rise to meet you every single time. That includes your family, that includes your friends, and that includes anybody else that you feel you've lost. A lot of people have lost a lot of family members over, you know, the last 2 years of this thingy. And just know that they will come back, right? Not everybody awakens at the same time. They're not meant to. That means it'll all be hunky-dory and we all be like unicorns and rainbows and all these things. It can't be like that. What you put out has to come back. We have to learn the lessons of what it's like. But it also means stepping into that pathway that says, I know why I'm doing this. And sometimes it's very lonely. Sometimes you feel like you're the only person going through that one thing. I'm here to tell you that that is not true, right? It might feel that way because we want to pull back. But I can guarantee you there's probably like 10 billion people, maybe not 10 billion, 10,000 people going through the same thing as you at that exact moment. Because as the universe tells us, we're never alone, right? So starting to step into these pathways for yourself that says, I'm ready, will start to unlock and show you the doorways that you're ready to enter, right? As we close one door in one chapter in our life, more have to open. We don't sit idle. So by allowing certain doors and people to be done for right now, you start to see your growth because you allow doorways and experiences and expansion and new opportunities to open in front of you. And sometimes all it takes is for you to let go of one thing, right? It's that surrender. And a lot of people don't understand what surrender is. Surrender is letting go of control. Why do you need to control the outcome of anything? How it has to play out, which direction it has to be? You really don't. The universe will show you absolutely everything if you trust it. Right? It could be the most unaligned thing, and all of a sudden you'll get the perfect job offer and be so happy. And that's already because you manifested it long before it even came. Right? The only way to manifest something is to ask or to see it or believe it. You'll receive it every time. So as you navigate forward over the next couple of weeks or couple of months, start stepping into what resonates for you. So what I want to do is I want to start to step in here with you guys and just tell you about something that's coming up. It actually starts on the 14th of March at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And it is at least an 18-month course in spiritual development. And this course is going to offer absolutely anything and everything you can think of how to put yourself into that spiritual growth for yourself. It's going to walk you through all of the key components. You can jump in and out whenever you choose. It's not regulated by, you know, you have to be here for the 18 months unless you truly want to be. But we will teach lessons every single week. And one lesson will follow the next, into the next, into the next. And the workshop that's coming up will be the 14th to the 17th of March in my spiritual development group. And the link is in the comments or in the title of this, so that you guys can join the group and come for free to the class. And I want you just to come and take away anything and everything you want from it. And then if you're ready, you'll jump in, right? So what I want to do is I want to go into it a little bit more in depth after this break, so that it just gives you a little bit more of what you can expect, who you can expect, and how it's going to run and work, and you know how you can take full advantage of everything that we're offering. So I'm going to take a break, and I'll see you guys back here very, very shortly.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.sharonmartinmd.com.
What if you could enter a sacred vortex of love and beauty, infused with the power of the earth and ascended masters?
Join myself, Dr. Georgia Herrera, and Dr. Sharon Martin in the Sacred Magic Show.
Bring in the mystical and sacred for healing, airing every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You too can have your health and life challenges melt away.
Join now and feel your heart open up to the answers to your most important questions.
Tune in to No More Rules, The Impact of Being You, the first and third Monday, 8 a.m. Pacific, every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com with hosts Steph Yost and Camille Barreto. And join the movement to awaken your inner power, be the creator of your own healthy life, as they help shift perceptions, encourage thinking outside the box, and overcome limiting behaviors and beliefs. Listen to thought-provoking conversations and visit YourImpactWellness.com to schedule your consultation today.
Hello and welcome back. I'm Sherry Collins on the Soul Matrix Show. So I want to dive in with you guys just to let you know what's coming up. The link will be available for you guys to join the Facebook group. So feel free. It is actually a 4-day free event with possibly a bonus day added on. So here's some of the stuff that you're actually going to be able to come and experience. So learning to bring in your guides and be able to feel them, learning to, you know, if you want to call it biolocate and be able to experience like walking around a room, or we can call it like remote viewing. Some of the other things you're going to learn is just understanding what the ego is, right? So sometimes we just need to get a better handle on what that actually means, that negative aspect that comes in and the negative Nelly and all these things, and learning what to do with that energy. Some of it will be around learning how magic works. Have a beautiful practitioner coming in to teach that component. Her name is Lisa. She's, you know, a priestess. So she's been doing magic her whole life. So she's going to come in to the actual course, which is a paid course, and teach that. I have a beautiful friend of mine named Nick. She is teaching astrology. So being able to uncover your birth chart and understand that information, like the houses and all of those things, she's actually the one who does my astrology because I have no desire to do it, but I will be in her class for this, this workshop as well. Or not the workshop, but for the actual course. She's going to come in and do something in the workshop as well. Hers will be in the evening. There's a practitioner coming in to do body work with you guys, understanding how we feel the sensations and stuff in our body and what that means. I will be teaching a lot of things in this main course, you know, from mediumship to intuition, to guides, to meditation, to ego, right? We go more in depth into understanding your ego. We go into a little bit more in depth into shadow work, right? We don't spend a lot of time in there because it's not necessary. We also go into remote viewing, and also, you know, we can do a little bit of kinesiology, understanding muscle testing, automatic writing. That's huge for a lot of people, being able to receive those messages, or chicken scratch, that's what I like to call it. You know, you try to decipher what it says on the paper into English. But I think most of all, it's about learning. It is about learning to understand certain things about yourself as you take this journey. Intuition is a huge part of it. I love teaching mediumship. I actually love teaching house clearing as well. How to be able to remove those energies from your home, your business, your office, your vacation property. You know, when you book that vacation tickets and you walk in the room and you're like, something's off. Being able to clear that space before you even arrive is huge. So that will be in there as well. There's another practitioner coming in to teach about, there's a brand new modality coming out, understanding how things from your life are affecting how you live and being able to get to the root of that. There's also going to be, oh gosh, there's just so much stuff, advanced magic. There's going to be tarot card reading, and there's going to be oracle card reading, practice groups for both, being able to really create your own card spreads, being able to understand metaphors as well. Metaphors are huge when it comes into, you know, being able to read somebody or being able to read the information. Metaphors come in with absolutely everything we do. So being able to interpret what that means can be really amazing for one, but it can be very informative to your clients or yourself when you get those messages, especially diving into the clairs. Clairs are always a fun one for me because you take people who love to separate their clairs and go, oh, I can't do this and I can't do that. And we put it all together. And you're like, holy crap, I can do that. And then it becomes like child's play. I can honestly say for myself, stepping into this work has changed my entire life because I stepped into something that I didn't know. I knew nothing of this. And 4 years later, and it's like I have four booming businesses. So you can do all of it too. I would also like to put into this class, which is not totally in there yet, is how to start building a business, how to put this forward so that you can start helping other people. Whether you want to charge money for it or not, that's your choice. I don't think there's anything wrong with charging money for the services that you provide. It's just an energy exchange. The other thing I want to offer in this course is manifestation. I am a certified manifestation coach, and I've been teaching manifestation for 3 years. So I want to add that in as well. There's also another bonus to this course, depending on which package you purchase. A really good friend of mine who created a program with me around dis-ease. She unfortunately lost her life in December in Hawaii. And so I don't feel right charging money for that course, but it was so fun to do it with her. So I'm offering that for free if you purchase it in the highest level that we're offering it. So you'll get that course. It's a 6-week program, absolutely free for anyone who joins in the top tier. It will help you to really truly understand what dis-ease means, right? And I'm not talking like fibromyalgia or cancer and any of that stuff, but really truly understanding the emotional connection to your body system. And that partly comes into this program that's coming into the workshop, not the workshop, the actual course. Teaching yourself and learning for yourself how your emotions affect your body on a daily basis. You know, if you get out of bed and you've got a sore body, you're holding emotion, right? So learning to understand what that means inside of you. The other thing to realize too is when we step into learning the clairs, you know, the clairsentient is very amazing. And a lot of people will identify it as empath. I'm an empath. You're an empath. Yeah, we're going to debunk some of that stuff and be able to bring that to light and be able to show you that you don't need to hold on to that identity anymore. Letting go of the identities that you think you need to hold on to, it's time to let them go. So during this course, we'll definitely step into all of that and being able to guide you step by step. Dowsing is another thing that we're going to offer as well. There's three of us that are going to teach it at the same time because we all do different things. Being able to douse for water or being able to use your pendulum, you know, not only to get an answer, but to literally like check your chakras. Is this open? Do I need to open it more? Am I blocking myself? Being able to find that answer for yourself, right? And the other one is being able to ask what vibration you're in, right? So part of your vibration has to do with the conscious chart, right? You've seen that funnel online that's got the multiple colors. It's all related into that, right? But as we go in through the dimensional levels, understanding which one is which, so people are like 3 to 5, and then we're going to go to 5 to 6. It doesn't really work that way, right? But the Earth's vibrational level is different than our vibrational level, right? Sacred geometry determines those things for the planet. And then if we're standing on the planet, then we have to follow in that resonance as well, or else it becomes a disruption. So it shows you all of those things that you need to know. So if you want to go to the 12th dimension, you just have to understand what that means. And then you can go there. I'm sure there's times in every single person's life that you've been in the 12th dimension, without a doubt, right? But what happens is we can't maintain that. So then what happens is we end up coming back down into what's more comfortable, whether it's 3, 5, 7, 8, 9, whatever you want to go to. Learning what they all are is actually very beneficial because then you don't feel like you're limited to having to travel this linear line that everyone tells you about. I really love stepping outside that box, right? I also would love to teach in this class. I don't know if it will come to fruition, but I'm pretty much sure it's going to be there. Is learning to decipher what illusions are. So when I did my mission work, we got to dive in and understand what illusions were. And I've been slowly teaching people to start looking for the illusions. So I would really like to teach this as a more advanced level. So it'll be towards the end of the 18 months that I will bring that in as a workshop for you guys. Because I think it's really important to understand what it means and not stepping into fear. Right? The ego plays enough with the fear already, but also learning to ask questions. If I need an answer, I need to be able to ask. I need to be able to ask those questions to whomever to find out what those answers are. So all of this is going to be offered. And in this, there's going to be three different levels that you can dive into. One is just the basic, which just gives you the weekly calls. You can jump into each one. There is a recording on each one as well. That fee is like $60-something. And I'm just going to give this 60 something. None of the prices are 100% set in stone just yet. The second level gives you access to the Q&As and practice sessions. And that one is in the $80 range. And then the third level, which again gives you that bonus, plus it gives you a 30-minute coaching call with one of our coaches. There's five of them. It also gives you access to all the bonuses, all the Q&As, and then it gives you access to the Kajabi library. Okay. Each one of these tiers stays until you jump out. And then after the founding members price is over, if you jump back in, then you pay a different rate. So all of this is affordable. It's a monthly fee. So basically you're getting four calls, depending on which price range you want to choose, between $60 and $116. So you'll choose whatever works for you. And it's an ongoing basis. So it'll be every single week. And from what I have it lined up at right now, it's 18 months. So if it's the investment in yourself, then it's so worth it, right? Normally my classes are $300 to $350 per class. So we wanted to make this really affordable for every single person to come in because it's really important. So this is an opportunity for you guys to step in and be able to get the knowledge and the wisdom that you want for it. When the classes are all done, we will restart them. And there'll be an online school library that you can purchase monthly to come into that library. So you'll get the choice of which you want to do for yourself. I'm just grateful that I get to do it with some beautiful ladies. Every single one of them was gifted by Source to me to be able to come in and teach this. So I'm grateful they all bring something different to the table than what I do, even though they have their own ways of doing the same things as me. They all have a different way of doing it. So I'm very, very blessed to be able to have them come in and bring that forward with them to bring this to you guys. I know 4 years seems like a really short amount of time, but you guys have seen kind of what I can do already on here. So for me, it aligns. I teach all the time. I have been teaching for 4 years. So now for me is the perfect timing for this to be able to share it with everybody else. And as you guys progress, like being able to keep in touch with us and let us know how you're doing after you start this journey. I couldn't ask for anything more. The universe just will give you what you ask for. So I know a lot of people will say right now, like, okay, so I don't have the money, but I really want this. So I'm going to give you guys a little bit of tips after we come back from the break to help you start to manifest what you need to be able to come into my course. So stay tuned. You don't want to miss these tips so that you can start manifesting for this next part of your journey. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Sherry Collins is an intuitive development life coach, psychic medium, and teacher of many modalities to help heal the body, mind, and soul. Her work mixes together a variety of different modalities to create something totally unique and powerful. If you are ready to heal the past traumas and wounds that keep you stuck, Sherry will teach you techniques that will allow you to live your best life. To learn more and book a session, visit sherry-collins.com.
Living a life by design. It's the journey back to you and living 365 days of purpose with host Esther Graham. Tune in every second and fourth Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific. Discover that what is possible is already in you. God designed a phenomenal life for you. At Living a Life by Design, Esther helps you ignite the energy behind your personal journey. For more information, visit fddwomen.com.
So are you ready to be pain-free? Do you have issues that have plagued you for decades? Well, get ready to be BFFs with your body physically and emotionally. The Body Channel, Lynn Waldrop, takes a dive into your health energetically with programs like the Mega Detox, Issues in the Tissues, and for the long haul, the COVID Correction. Know the cause and how to fix. Have a question on how Lynn the Body Channel can help you? Visit thebodychannel.com today.
Hi, I'm Patricia McNair, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia.
and I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that our whole self already knows. Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore earth guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth.
Show and Transformation Talk Radio. So we're going to do a quick manifestation technique so that you guys can jump in and, you know, be able to manifest the money you need to come take this course or any other course that I do. Feel free to go to my website, pureradiantsoul.com. You'll see a whole list of stuff there. Pure Radiant Soul Academy. You can start learning right now, take the videos and you can run with it. It's all certified. You can get certificates and all of those things. There's a huge deal on right now for the Divine Soul Transformation course. If you purchase that, you actually get an 8-week course that's coming up and a 6-weeks course that just ended. Plus you get our full library. So if you purchase it now, it's like $3,555 US, or you can come in and take the full course, $5,555, and get all of the bonuses for free. So here, we're going to dive into some manifestation. You need a little bit of water in one glass, an empty glass. Okay. You're going to write down on your piece of paper what you have now. So now, abundance. So we'll just put 50 million just because that sounds fun. Okay. So here's what I have. This one is going to go on this glass of water. Okay. So you're going to tape it there. Okay. On the empty glass, you're going to write what you want. What do you want? So more abundance. I'd like 100 million. Farm. Okay. Whatever you want, you can write down whatever you want. And then you're going to stick it on this glass. Okay. The empty one. Then what you're going to do is you're going to take this water and try and do this without spilling it. Okay. So I have my negative and my positive. I'm going to dump it in. Okay. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to set my intention with this, with joy, with gratitude, with peace. I'm going to actually go into a little bit of visualization and I'm going to put some love in this glass. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to bring in joy. Okay. And it can take you longer. You can sit with it longer if you want to. And then I'm going to drink it. So if you want to manifest money for my class, you are going to write, let's just say you want the $116 package, $116 for the next 18 months. That's what you're going to write on there. And you're going to put that on the glass. Okay. Now you want to drink all of this water. Okay. Now it's done. Now you got to let it go. What I do is I keep my positive paper on my computer and I throw away the negative, because the negative I don't want to exist anymore. So I'll just throw it right in my garbage. Done. Out of sight, out of mind. My paper on my desk, I can either keep up so I can't see it all the time, or I can put it face down. It's not going to matter. But you want to step into already having what you want, right? Easy enough technique, right? So you can do it anytime you want to. I actually have students who actually use it to manifest classes with me. So you might as well use it to do the same thing. I actually use that technique and I made $100 in 5 minutes. So you guys can use it to make $100 a month. Okay. So by stepping into some of this stuff, it's you starting to step forward into this journey of what you want for you. Okay. Don't ever think that something is too big or too small. You can have everything. Okay. I just want you to start stepping in and asking yourself, am I ready? Are you ready to have this change? Are you ready to make this step forward? The first step is to join the Facebook group. Okay. Joining the Facebook group will give you access to the 4 days and then the bonus day of the workshop. Okay. There's going to be lots of content, lots of things to learn, lots of free content. That's the biggest thing. It's free. I'm not going to charge you to come to the workshop. OK, Okay. It's for everybody, right? Once we launch into the classes, yes, that costs money because, you know, there's still Zoom to buy and all these other things, right? So just know that it's small. You can go check other development people and it's like thousands of dollars. I'm not doing that. Okay. So I just want you guys to know that we're ready. I'm ready to teach you. I'm ready to show you what I know, even though I've been teaching it for a while. This is the first time I brought it together in this platform. So if you're ready, commit to it. Say, I'm ready. I'm ready to stick into this for myself. I'm ready to step into this to have my spiritual growth and my trust and be able to do the things that I know I'm here to do. Finding your soul purpose is huge, right? Your purpose is to be content on this planet. But who says you can't be content and still be able to tap into your spiritual gifts and your spirituality and how you feel and being able to heal? I think that's the biggest part about this is it becomes healing. And again, if you're ready to start right now and you're like, okay, maybe I don't want to wait for that. I want to go take quantum or I want to take Akashic. I want to take something that gets me started. Again, you can go to my website. I have quantum healing that is coming up on March 18th at 10 a.m. I have quantum healing that's coming in on March 26th. Quantum healing on April 15th at 4 p.m. All of those are $300 US. With that comes certification. It's a 3-hour class. They are selling out very, very quickly. So if you want a spot in that, I suggest you jump and take it now because they fill up super quick. If you want to take Akashic right now and you don't want to wait for the next live class with me, you can go into my academy, pureradiantsoulacademy.com, and you can take it right now. And you still get certified. You get all of the content, plus you get a discount into level 3, which will be launched in the fall. Okay. You can go in there and take quantum level 2. I just finished uploading the recordings from this weekend. So that is all ready for you to step in and take that as well. There's lots of techniques in there that you can learn to add into your healing modality. I would say that if you haven't taken quantum level 1, maybe don't go into level 2. Take all of it so that you benefit everything from it. There's divine soul transformation. It's a modality all on its own. It will help you to understand the root cause of things, why things are showing up, be able to attack your belief systems, understand why they're showing up the way they are. Generational healing is huge, and that's in that class as well. That is a 12-week course. Again, certification comes with that huge bonus on right now for all of that. So if you're ready to step into that, you get the online school, you get over 100 videos of how to remove your own blocks, sabotage, money blocks, all that stuff free. You also get an 8-week course that's getting ready to start. You can join in live or you can get the replays and the 6-week course on redefining the relationship with your body, which was absolutely a huge success. And you get that for free as well. And if you take the online course, it's $3,555 US. If you want to take the over Zoom calls for 12 weeks, it is $5,555. And you still get all of the bonuses plus the library. So now is your opportunity to step in and do all this stuff. There's so many courses, lots of aura stuff too. If you want to learn how to read auras super, super quick, it's $140 on my academy. This spiritual stuff is not hard. And the one thing that I've been hearing from a lot of my students over the past couple of weeks is that I make everything so simple because it doesn't need to be hard, right? I am very much I'll think things through and always find the easiest way to do it. And it's very interesting as I am a medical medium and a, you know, psychic medium, medical intuitive, psychic surgeon, all these things, quantum healer, I always find the easiest way to do something. And my guides know this, and that's why I have so many. And what I'm starting to realize is healing doesn't need to be long. It can be short. And this is how short it can be. And I just want to share this little story and then I'll let you guys go. A week ago, my girlfriend messaged me and asked me for healing for her friend's dog. It was her cousin's dog. And he had a cataract over his eye. And the owners didn't want my help. And they wanted to take him in for surgery, which was booked for last Tuesday. And that was fine. I was like, so that's okay. I'm still going to ask the dog if the dog wants healing. The dog's like, do the healing. I was in the dog's eye for 10 seconds. They took the dog in on Tuesday for the surgery. And the doctor told them that they didn't need it anymore. So do you see what I'm saying? We can find the hard way to do this or we can find the really easy way to do this, right? Some of the people who've stepped into the new quantum have healed their friends and family of pain from mastectomies, zero pain after. Vertigo, gone instantly. So like, and that's only some. I mean, there's a lot. There's so many testimonials coming in. One girl doesn't even need her contacts anymore. She went to go pick them up and they weren't ready. So she watched my live on healing eyeballs. and she doesn't need her contacts anymore. So I can't really make it up. They're telling me the testimonial, so I'm just telling you. So if you are truly ready to step in, to be able to start this journey, to enhance your journey, to grow yourself, it's now. It's now. Come join the Facebook group. Come join all of the great events we have going on. And I look forward to seeing you between the 14th and the 17th, 11 a.m. Eastern. Join me on my page as well. You can join Pure Radiant Soul on Facebook. You can join my TikTok, Serafinazia Asana, or Pure Radiant Soul on TikTok. My platform is growing massively. We have 12,000 viewers on there right now. And every single person is loving every ounce of what I'm putting out. There's lots of free content, lots of, free healings. Come join, come see it, come experience it, because I can guarantee you, you will love it. So join me on absolutely everything. I wish you guys an amazing rest of your week. I send you guys so much love, and I hope to see you guys again next week. Have a great evening.
Thank you for listening to Soul Matrix Show, Unleashing the Power of Your Infinite Soul with Sherry Collins. Tune in live every Monday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Sherry can help you remember who you once were. Tune in to see the bigger picture, release your past traumas, and step forward into your true self and living a life that you love. This show helps you with all of this by being of service to you, sharing messages of hope, faith, and understanding. To learn more about Sherry and her services, visit sherry-collins.com. That's sherry-collins.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.